When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
no strings, except our own devotion. No other bonds at all. Let the little folk who need the help depend upon vows and such. We are much too tall. No ties, except our own emotion. We'll hear some silent call. If marriage comes, we'll let it come as one of those perfect things with no strings at all.
Chris Connor, swinging with no strings. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the wonderfully sunny summertime hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that is a swinging song, a great song, and the title song from a 1962 musical called, not surprisingly, No Strings. And we're going to devote a whole hour to this score. It is one of the most unique, one of the most frustrating, one of the most wonderful, one of the most swinging scores ever written. And we'll approach it in a slightly more imaginative way than we usually do when we break down, devote an hour to an entire show. This is Richard Rodgers' show, folks, from start to finish. He, as many of you know, was left without his second writing partner, Oscar Hammerstein II, in 1960. After The Sound of Music opened, Hammerstein passed away. And Rodgers was nothing if not one of the great dynamos of the American theater. He always had to work, always had to keep working. What was the next project? What do we do now? And he said, like, I can't sit around. I can't wait, like, for Joe Doakes to come along. And if he's going to write the lyrics, great. But if there's no lyricist in sight, I guess I'll write it as well. And this is an original show for which he wrote the music and the lyrics and was the producer and found the leading lady, everything from start to finish. It's a strange show. It's got a book by Samuel Taylor, who had written Sabrina, I think, a kind of B-level Broadway craftsman. Maybe Rodgers didn't want anybody terribly challenging to work with him. And I think it lacks a plot, really. I'll talk a little bit about it as we go, but I ain't going to spend a lot of time on it because there ain't that much plot. But we begin in Paris. It had a great poster. It said "No Strings" in the shape of the Eiffel Tower with this couple underneath it. And basically, it's a love story between a mismatched couple, somewhat mismatched, an American model living in Paris named Barbara Woodruff, played by Diane Carroll, and a somewhat louche American novelist who has a writer's block, but he loves sitting around in cafes, you know, one of these totally corny characters, but played by Richard Kiley. And it opened in such an interesting way. We'll hear the opening number. We're not going to hear a lot of the actual cast album. We're going to hear a lot of renditions today, but the opening number was very smart. It had these two leads opposite each other, sort of reminiscing or thinking their own musical thoughts, and the score to the show was all percussion, woodwind, or brass. Get it? No strings. That was one of the interesting gimmicks that Rodgers and Joe Layton came up with. But at any rate, here is the opening number to No Strings.
Songs I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me. The sweetest song sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me.
Waiting somewhere.
Is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me.
Somewhere for me.
Is waiting somewhere for me.
A great opening number. Now, No Strings was so highly anticipated because it was Rogers and because it had a contemporary theme and was set in contemporary Paris that almost everybody jumped on board to record that song and a lot of the songs from the score. For a show that's not very well known as a show, it was covered astonishingly in 1962 by a variety of musicians, mostly jazz musicians, and I think Rogers wrote one of his jazziest scores to it. So we're going to err on that side. We're going to err on the cover side today. Here is Diane Reeves, one of the great jazz vocalists of our century, tackling a number written for Diane Carroll as this model who's a bit of a gold digger, I guess, among the fashionistas in Paris. But she, another song that was recorded by Shirley Horn and Nancy Wilson, and you name it, beautifully rendered by Diane Reeves.
more money than more money, and lots of lovely love. Some people go for quantity, others go for quality. I've got the answer now. It's not how much, but how. I do not ask for bliss, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just want money, then more money, and loads of lovely love. Loads of lovely love. I want my dinner, some smart conversation, a nice position will do. But I want loads and loads and loads of lovely love.
Loads of love and loads of tunes from The Score to No Strings. That's what we're concentrating on today. Richard Rodgers, maybe have tidged a few lyrics up for some revivals of Rodgers and Hart in the 1950s, but his maiden debut, well, I guess is, you know, it's redundant, isn't it? His debut as a lyricist in addition to being a musician, composer for No Strings. Well, this is one of the things that for me is so frustrating about No Strings. It is Rodgers, to me, like his best musically. It's so interesting and complicated and fun and obviously so solid that so many people wanted to swing on this score. The lyrics, I don't know, he's trying awful hard to be Larry Hart and not succeeding, in my opinion. Anyway, as I said, so many people wanted to cover this score. This is Billy May, one of Sinatra's great arrangers and a great dance leader, doing his own version, the sweetest swinging sounds of No Strings, the song The Man Who Has Everything, and then we'll hear the lyrics as sung by the one and only Bobby Short.
My paintings are Pollock and Picasso. They hang so terribly straight. My silver is Hallmark, my glass is Baccarat. I have service for 48. My chiropodist visits me weekly. I hate bending over, you see the clothes that fit me so sleekly are a passionate pleasure to me. When I dine at home, the food is perfect. In my cellars are dated wines in bins. I've a horse, I like to race at Longchamp. I don't mind if he very seldom wins. In truth, I really represent the nearly complete gentleman. The man who has everything is wealthy. He goes where he wants to and when. The man who has everything is healthy too, so he can run around from midnight till ten. The girl whom I've chosen for my quarry is dressed by Chanel or by Dior. Behind the wheel of my Ferrari, I can ask for anything more. The man who has everything has nothing, till of all his own he can see. I doubt it will be true, it ever will be you, but meanwhile I have everything, lucky.
Moment in the sun. Maybe a beaver thinks a bit of rest might cause a mild revulsion. How does a feeling of compulsion make him a runner, run, run? So come, little beaver, I believe a task awakes us. Each little nibble brings you close to where I am. Beaver till the things we're building mates of. Eager beavers always give a damn. What makes an eager beaver so eager to be busy? Never a meager little moment in the sun. Maybe a beaver thinks a bit of rest might cause a mild revulsion. Or does a feeling of compulsion make him a runner, run, run? Oh, come, little beaver, I believe a task awakes us. Each little nibble brings you close to where I am. Yeah, 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 yeah. Feel like a beaver till the things we're building makes us. Eager beavers always give a damn.
Well, see, there, in my opinion, is Roger's a composer, one. Roger's a lyricist, zero. Eager beavers always give a damn. It's like the whole song is written just to get that, frankly, kind of lame joke at the end, isn't it? But nothing lame about Laverne Baker's swinging arrangement. That comes from an album called No Strings, an after-theater version of No Strings. This is one of the oddest records ever, and one of my favorites. Atlantic Records, one of the great sort of jazz outside of the box labels of the 50s and 60s, decided to devote a whole album to the score, and they put all their A-listers on it. So Bobby Short, Laverne Baker, Herbie Mann, Chris Connor, all recorded fabulous songs from this score without it being sort of grounded in any context. That's okay. It's a great album to listen to, and we will hear more of it. Well, in terms of the plot of No Strings, It's interesting that it developed really from Rogers watching Diane Carroll on television, I think on The Tonight Show, and seeing her talent and her elegance and her beauty, and thinking, well, maybe there's a show to build around her. And she was she'd been around the block. I mean, she'd been in Carmen Jones. She had starred in the movie House of Flowers on Broadway or off-Broadway. I forget which one. I always get them mixed up. And the film of Porgy and Bess, and done a lot of television stuff and variety shows. And this made her a star, as well it should have. Here is a song. We'll go back to the cast album for a moment, in which she's doing, I don't know what. She has this relationship with this guy, played by Richard Kiley, this American novelist, but she's also kind of the mistress of a rich guy, but that's okay because he's hanging out with all the models. The plot is just junk. But here is a nice song sung by Diane Carroll.
You don't teach a kid to drink milk or a mackerel to swim in the sea. And when the magic hour approaches, lover, you don't tell me. You don't teach the ocean to roll or an Englishman how to drink tea. And when affection starts to take me over, you don't tell me. Only yesterday I was green as May. Now I have to say I'm wise to certain symptoms. The young have an option on youth. I'm as young as I ever will be. Understand that moment of truth. You don't tell me. Only yesterday I was green as May. Now I have to say I'm wise to certain symptoms. The young have an option on youth. I'm as young as I ever will be.
Diane Carroll from the original cast album of No Strings. Now, among the swinginest guys around are Peter Matz, who did the dance arrangements and some of the musical arrangements, and Ralph Burns, who did the orchestrations. And together they make it such a swinging show, and it was no surprise when Ralph Burns put out his own album, cover album of the score, yet another one, like dozens of them, in the early 1960s called No Strings with Strings. That's the gimmick there, putting strings back into the score. Here's a wonderful Rogers Waltz. Where would we be without the Rogers Waltz, even in 1962's No Strings?
my friend and be my host. Step up and offer me a toast. I'm the duckiest little guest you ever met. You're the luckiest as of yet. Step up and proffer me your all. Step up and have myself a ball. As recipient of the best, I am the most. Be my host, be my host, be my host. Step up, my friend, and be my host. Step up and offer me a toast. I'm the duckiest little guest you ever met. You are the luckiest as of yet. Step up and proffer me your all. Step up and have myself a ball. As recipient of the best, I am the most. Be my host, be my host, be my host. Step up and proffer me your all. Step up and have myself a ball. As recipient of the best, I am the most. Be my host, 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 be my host. Come on and be my host.
Now, wouldn't you think that's the greatest song you ever heard? I mean, that was Bobby Short from that After Theater Version album. But, I don't know, one of these rich guys, I think, from Deauville, or maybe Richard Cahoon, knows who sings it, because the lyrics make no sense. Proffer me your all? Who talks like that? And Be My Host, obviously a spoof or a twist on Be My Guest. Well, anyway, Richard Rodgers did his best with the lyrics as best as he could, but he was second to none in the music department. The Sweetest Sounds is the opening number, and again, one of these strange little matrixes of Broadway and pop culture. As a single cover, it was recorded by everybody, and I mean Sarah Vaughan, Bobby Darin, Nancy Wilson, Andy Williams, Perry Como, Barbara Streisand, Matt Monroe. The list is endless, almost. It was probably one of the most popular songs of that era in terms of going from Broadway to Main Street, but nobody really knows this score. Very strange, probably because it was not very stage-worthy, which tends to keep things going. Anyway, here is Marilyn May singing from in a live concert version of this song from a nightclub somewhere. Sounds like the host is Peter Marshall. I don't think it is. Sure sounds like him. Anyway, here we go.
The Living Room proudly presents the star of our show, Marvelous Marilyn May.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all this world is waiting somewhere for me. He's waiting somewhere, somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever waiting to be said.
the most entrancing sight. And the dearest love in all this world is waiting somewhere for me.
Marilyn May, still going strong, swinging away. Well, there are, of course, some Rodgers ballads and No Strings. How could there not be? Two incredibly beautiful songs. The first will be Chris Connor's version from the After Theater recording of the score. Why people don't pick the song up and sing it at cabarets and concerts all over the world, I do not know. But thank goodness Broadway to Main Street is giving this wonderful ballad to you.
Nobody told me love was made of lightning. Nobody warned me love would make me quake. No one suggested I would not be rested if night after night I lay awake alone. Should they have told me love was made of hunger, and surrounded by blue. Nobody told me, no, not even has turned to lover.
look no further, dear.
Why must you wonder? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making my life complete, sweet. Sweet it is to hold you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear.
Look no further. Be still. Don't move an inch away.
Why must you wonder? Heaven isn't far. Rest where you are. I'm the nearest star. I can see you right there, making my life complete, sweet. Sweet it is to hold you. Look no further, dear. Look no further, dear.
Look no further.
Well, we need look no further for a great balladeer than Nat King Cole. What a beautiful song. It has a strange lyric scheme again that Roger sort of borrowed from a song from Flower Drum Song, borrowed from Oscar Hammerstein. But there it is. What a lovely, lovely song. And as I mentioned last week, we are in the Nat King Cole centenary. So I'm sure in the fall we'll bring our good pal Will Friedwald along and do a Nat King Cole Broadway Hour here on Broadway to Main Street. Well, I buried the lead somewhat. The main thing, no pun intended, that was so extraordinary about No Strings in its day is it had an interracial leading couple. Diane Carroll, of course, an African-American singer, performer, and Richard Kiley, a white guy, standard bearer of the Broadway leading man variety. And they had this relationship that was, I suppose, shocking or at least provocative back in 1962, but didn't quite go there. They never really specifically talked about their race or why that might be a problem for their romantic relationship if they returned to America from Paris. So it's sung in a very rather covertly way here. You'll hear Diane Carroll from the cast album talk about up north of Central Park and near the East River and stuff, but we know what she's talking about. Interesting song, and then we'll hear Coleman Hawkins Quartet take it on. But in the meantime, Richard Kiley and Diane Carroll.
Let the snow come down before the sun comes up. Maine is the main thing. Let the lake and hills become a frozen cup. 20 below in Maine. Get the sleigh turnabout, that's a nice team. Make believe all of it's yours. Take a breath, blow it out, no it ain't steam. It'll be warmer indoors. Let the snow come down before it starts to rain. Under the covers, it's cozy, far away, across the bay goes an old train. Mainly, I do like Maine.
When the sun goes down, the kids are up and out. East of the Hudson, there's a sidewalk symphony of song and shout. Up north of Central Park, when it's late, climb the stairs, ready for bed. Close
Central Park.
Let the snow come down before
when
the sun goes down,
the kids are
Maine
out.
Maine is the main thing.
Where's Maine? There's a sidewalk symphony
Let
of
the
song
lake and
shout.
Hills get frozen up
north of Central Park.
Way down in Maine. Get the sleigh, turn about, that's a nice team.
Close your eyes, start to count sheep.
Warm or cold, what's the use turning on steam? Never mind trying to sleep. Let the snow come down before
There's
it starts to rain.
In the
Under the covers, it's cozy. What a warm place it is after it's dark.
Wahoo, wahoo.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Mainly I do like
up north of Central.
Maine.
Central Park.
Fleet Fingers of Tommy Flanagan with the Coleman Hawkins Quartet. Again, another group that took on the score. I think they recorded an album of 9 songs from 1962. Well, No Strings was a big hit in its day. It ran long enough. It ran almost 600 performances. Ran long enough for Barbara McNair and Howard Keel to take over the leading roles and for it to be done in a London production that was also reasonably successful. Here is Bobby Short again from the No Strings After Theater version to sing one of the swinging but oddly bizarre lyric songs from No Strings.
If I stood over there and looked my way, what a pitiful sight I'd see. Stupid, stupider, stupidest, this is the declension of little declining me. I'm a self-educated idiot, I'm an orthodox fool. All I'm not, I owe to myself. Every discredit should go to myself. I knew my way, but I lost it. The game was won, but I tossed it. I knew the speech, but I mumbled. I caught the ball, but I fumbled. I'm a young victim of senility. I am destiny's tool. I am lucky that the world has me alive in it. If the swimming pool is empty, then I dive in it with my tarnished golden rule. I am dumb, obtuse, absurd, and blind. I'm an orthodox fool. Of incompetence, who was fired from school. I put money in the market when it's slowing up. I descend the escalator when it's going up, like a slightly well-read mule. I am dull, benumbed, and not quite bright. I'm an orthodox fool. I'm an orthodox.
Thank you.
The title song from Ralph Byrne's cover arrangement. Well, I may have been a little harsh on Richard Rodgers. After all, he was 60 years old. He'd been in show business for 5 decades. He wrote this show on his own. And not only was it a popular show, running 600 performances nearly, but he won the Tony for Best Score that year, opposite Jerry Herman and Frank Lesser and some other talented folks. So, shows you the kind of drive and imagination he had. So let's finish up with the last finale from the original score, Broadway cast of No Strings.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head.
Words I'll ever know are waiting to be said.
The most entrancing sight of all is yet
for me to see,
and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me.
Somewhere for me.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.